I still think it's a good projection. I'm just, worried about the. Hey, 1 second. Hey, sweetheart. How was work today? Sorry, I'm on a work call, but dinner will be done soon. Why don't you sit down? Yeah, just sit down. Yes. Soon, soon, not like an hour soon. I promise. And if they're still yapping at me in 10 minutes, I'll tell them to fuck off, just for you. Anyways, as I was saying, I think the projection's fine. I just worry about the standard that we set for ourselves if this is what we're always pushing towards, you know? We've got a lot of junior people on the team, and I don't want them thinking that this is how we operate whenever anyone asks us for something, you know? I don't think we should just abandon the client's wishes or just tell them to kick rocks, but I also don't want to get ahead of ourselves here and set a pace that's unsustainable. You know, we've all got families. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Working from home does not exclude me from getting home to my family. In fact, there's a woman shooting laser eyes at me right now, or at least she would be if she was capable of it. No, it's okay. We can finish this out. Look, I'm not saying we don't commit to this. I'm not saying we don't take it. I'm not saying anything of the sort. I'm just saying we need to clarify with them what kind of situation this is. This isn't a finance issue. This isn't an HR issue. This is a PR issue. I just want to make sure that we're not getting ourselves out there as the people who do it last second. I think there's benefit to that if we want to work on it, but let's work on our communication on this one. Let's bring some people in that know what they're talking about. Okay. Great. If we're all on the same page, then I think we're set up for success for both us and our clients. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Oh, and fuck off as well. Thanks for being patient with me. Oh, well, I might have hung up already, but maybe I did tell them to fuck off. You don't know, and you can't find out. Stop reaching for my phone. Maybe I didn't hang up the call at all. Maybe they're gonna hear how much you're into me. Stop screaming, "I hate him," into my phone. Go sit. I told you. Come on. Dinner will be done soon. Yes, it will be. We're at the pan sauce phase, or as you call it, the taunting me with dinner phase. Don't want to pull it now. Won't be as good. Come on, go sit. Yeah, things are great. You know? I think I'm finally coming into my own, which is good. Yeah. It's funny. They drag me into these big conversations, and I feel like I'm just giving them the advice that you would give me. I'm not just saying it. The only people that I just say things to are the very unimportant people that sign my paychecks. I don't just say things to you. All the nights, just like this one, where I used to stare out that window and wonder, what the fuck am I doing? And you'd counsel me. You'd remind me why I put that very big rock on your hand. Usually taunt me with some form of, what would I do without you? And just sort of repeat that to them, including the what would you do without me part of things. It's been very good for my paychecks, as we've discussed. No, I don't think we should discuss a paycheck for you. I think that's silly. I think you've been working pro bono for so long and it set a bad precedent. fine, but you get paid in kisses. Something else. Before we hopped on that call, I told them that you'd be coming home soon. You know what they said to me? They said, we don't want to tie you up. Isn't that just such interesting phrasing? No, no, no. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, I agree. But again, the pan sauce, baby. Would I have learned nothing from America's Test Kitchen if I burned a pan sauce for my wife right as she comes home? It'll be worth it. I promise. Well, I would say the weight and the sauce. Go. Sit. Come on. Take a drink, water, a glass of wine, something. I'll read out to you in a second, okay? A bit of a long day, but not a bad one. Man's not allowed to yawn? Come on, this is what you pay for. High-rise view, rain on the windows, food getting served on plates? Come on. This is practically meant to put you to sleep, or get you in the mood. And if it's the latter, pretend I never yawned. Your favorite for my favorite. Yes. Now, relax, enjoy, okay? Yeah. Just enjoy. It's the whole point. It's deep breaths, little bites, or big bites. Letting go of all that stress. So that whatever you're in the mood for tonight, whatever version of me you need, is options there for you. Exactly. Enjoy.